Well, boys, today is supposed to be the day of resurrection, but that might indeed have come 24 hours earlier for the Melbourne Football Club. No club has had as dark a past decade as the Demons. Even with some of the better signs under Paul Roos in his first year, it was hard to see at times even a speck of light at the end of tunnel. But yesterday's win over the Gold Coast may have opened up a whole new ray of light. Roos laid the defensive foundations last year. He shaved 6 goals per game off Melbourne's points conceded, which meant that this year was always going to be about the fixing up at the other end of the ground. And the first signs could not have been more impressive. Melbourne averaged a pathetic 60.7 points per game last year, the lowest tally we'd seen in something like 50 years. Yesterday, they nearly doubled that tally. They topped 100 points for the first time since the 29th of June 2013 and won their first opening round game for 10 years. Jesse Hogan's long-awaited first game yielded an impressive 15 disposals, 7 marks and 2 goals. And at his feet, boys, the contribution of another first gamer for the club in Jeff Gullett can't be overstated. 20 disposals, that's a lot for Jeffy. 2 goals, 4, which could have been 4 or 5. And Jack Watts, praise the Lord, may just have turned the corner. Chris Dawes comes back next week against GWS. And maybe Melbourne can take its Easter resurrection a step further. It was great to watch Melbourne fans get some deserved joy yesterday after a decade of despair. And while you can't yet say that Paul Roos is the Messiah, at least it looks like Melbourne is no longer just a naughty boy.
He's going to come up right now because Melbourne have won the opening game of the season for the first time since 2005. Can you believe it? 17-13, 115. Gold Coast 13-11, 89. The margin, 26 points.